It is Friday, March 22nd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
All right, let's see. We had D for drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
So now E for?
Entertainment.
And who helps us with entertainment better than anybody on the planet?
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello.
That was a nice introduction.
Thanks.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay.
A trivia. It's a quiz. What has been described as an abomination of desolation that breaks women's backs and causes men to break the Ten Commandments?
Oof. I better not answer what I think that is.
See, I thought you were going to guess March Madness.
Oh, well, yeah, filling out your back brackets, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's really spring cleaning. An event that used to turn a home upside down for at least a week, which might have been the early version of March Madness.
Exactly.
There's an exhibit opening tomorrow in the 1895 Hawkins House at the Rogers Historical Museum titled Spring Cleaning. And it will remind visitors what it was like when women dragged all the rugs outside and beat them, hung all the quilts and bedding on the clothesline to air, and then they started in the attic and they washed walls and they washed windows and they washed baseboards until the last stop, which was the front hall and the kitchen.
Mm.
Terry Lynn Wendling, who is curator of collections at the museum, says women even took the parlor stove apart and put it away.
Well, you didn't. It was going to be hot, right? You didn't
and it want wasn't going to turn into an air conditioner.
Right, exactly.
So, and then they dusted and they waxed and they did the tables with boiled linseed oil. They took the furniture outside and brushed it or beat it or whatever. Dusted the books. Apparently, men frequently took all of their papers, put them in a roll-top desk, and locked it.
Lest it go flying or
yes,
something?
Yes, just to be safe. So the Hawkins House will include cleaning supplies displayed, like bluing that they used for the most stubbornly soiled fabrics. A lace curtain will be fastened to a curtain stretcher. They'll flip up a corner of the dining room rug to show how they would have taken all the rugs out, beaten them, and put a new layer of newspaper underneath. Yeah.
A lot of work.
Yes. I'm exhausted thinking about it. And don't believe I'll do it myself, but if you want to go see it, it's on display Saturday through May 4th at the Hawkins House at the Rogers Historical Museum. You can tour the house and hear all about it, and it is, of course, free.
Absolutely.
This is also Devil's Den Rocks weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Fun stuff going on all day, today through Sunday.
Still on the Hill going to be there? Is that right?
Yes, that's Saturday night at 7 or 7:30.
Okay. Right.
At the amphitheater, assuming it doesn't snow.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. There's a battle reenactment a year late at Pea Ridge.
Well, the battle reenactment by definition means it's reenacting, so
it's not
a year late.
But it's not the anniversary.
Okay.
But that's all right.
Well, it is an anniversary.
It is an anniversary. It's 151 years.
There you go. There you go.
That works.
Starts today, continues through 1:30 Sunday. It's not actually at the Pea Ridge National Park either.
Oh.
It's north of Pea Ridge on a private farm because you can't do reenactments on
national
parkland.
National parkland, right.
It's $10 for adults or $25 for a three-day pass, free for children 14 and younger. You can find out how to find it at arkcivilwar.org. They were expecting perhaps as many as 800 reenactors if the weather holds.
Yeah.
Kite festival's this weekend.
In Eureka.
From 10 to 4 on Saturday at Turpentine Creek.
Going to have wind.
Yeah.
There's going to be wind.
Yeah. I'd love to go there and see all the new kitties.
All
and they
right.
are accepting donations to the refuge. Admission to the kite festival is free, but you do have to pay if you go on in and see
right.
the big cats. The Hershey's Easter Egg Hunt is at 3 o'clock Saturday at Orchards Park in Bentonville. There's a bunny hop and coloring and face painting and magicians and jugglers, and the Easter Bunny will be there.
Very good.
What is a bunny hop?
What is a bunny hop?
Well, it was once a dance.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So are they doing
I assume
dance?
That it's going to be a bunny hop sort of contest.
Okay.
It's $3 donation for individuals, $5 for family, requested but not required. It benefits the Northwest Arkansas Children's Festival. And there is a concert at 7:30 Saturday as part of the Goddess Festival featuring Harmonia and a group called Broad Daylight at the Omni Center in Fayetteville. That's free. Don't forget Found Fayetteville this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night at Be Unlimited at 612 West Center Street in Fayetteville. It's $10 that goes toward the four-fingered fundraiser for Amber and Jonathan Perrodin. If you missed that story and you don't know the art community, Jonathan had a run-in with a table saw.
Miter saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Four-fingered fundraiser. Yeah. Good cause and a good show. And then Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Donald W. Reynolds Boys and Girls Club in Fayetteville is Easter at the Club.
I've been to that with my niece.
Egg hunts, a duck grab, pin the tail on the bunny. No, I don't know if the bunny's happy about that. And frisbee golf. Hmm. And it's free for ages 2 to 11.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Did I get an A on my E?
You did.
Cool.
A plus.
Yes.